Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
Chuck Clay embarks on another decade of his life, and we had a chance to have him yesterday on his birthday, which was kind of cool. You've done radio with him for years. I had forgotten about this clip and about this birthday song back in the day. Bo and Saw and Bart on Bo's show had him read his birthday song. And for those that haven't heard it, it's pretty stinking funny.
My, 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 music makes me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, let me bust the funky lyrics, you can't touch this, why you standing there man, you can't touch this, I'm a genie in a bottle, you gotta rub me the right way, I shake my tush, on the catwalk.
You know, one of the things I love about Clay, Chuck, and you know this better than I would doing radio with so long, he's so self-deprecating on himself sometimes, and he's willing to take a punch on air every once in a while. And I can't remember if I was interning at the time when that happened, but I definitely do remember him doing that. And I think I was listening live, and I was crying laughing. But that's Clay Henry in a nutshell, man.
Yeah, we've had some fun times over the years on the air, that's for sure. And I know Bo and them did too, and yeah, that is good. That is good, that's for sure.
Well, it's all about rapport, right? And I think about the rapport that guys have had for a certain number of years or guys that are having with in change. And it changes depending on where you're at in either your profession or how much reputation you build up. John Calipari's built up quite a reputation. And it is one that was on full display last night, not only on the NBA draft, Chuck, but on Pat McAfee, who they built a good rapport together with their staff. I thought one of the things that he said yesterday I thought was interesting. I never thought about this perspective, but sometimes just winning helps guys get drafted a lot higher and a lot more.
When my teams win, six guys get drafted. How about we win? Get to a Final Four. We win a national title. All six, seven of you were each. We're going to have four in this draft. If we'd have won three games in the NCAA tournament, we'd have had six, maybe seven in the draft. Winning matters.
Winning matters, Chuck. And listen, he's talked about numerous NBA. We'll get into more some of his stats coming up. But I never thought about it from that vantage point until he kind of shared it last night. He's won a national championship. He had a bunch of guys, AD, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, and others that were drafted off of this team. But that is, many people believe that part of why some of the guys are drafted more is just because of the success that his teams have had, not just Kentucky, but Memphis as well.
Well, I'm sure organizations like people that have won. Just like, you know, I'll draw an analogy to when the Razorbacks sign a player. You know, you'll hear, particularly if he's won from a program that's won state championships, the first thing you'll hear a coach say is, hey, won a state championship. We like guys who like winning. And so, yeah, I think that's got something to do with it. Look, if your team is 13-18, it doesn't mean you won't get drafted, but it means that you're probably you're certainly not going to be watched on television at least quite as much by everybody else. And you know, there may be two or three other guys on the team. If you're a great player, you'll be drafted, but if you're a player that might not otherwise be taken, it could sometimes, I guess, you know, tilt the balance.
Little bit. They just like having that as in the background, knowing that you can win. And he mentions, like, you probably have more guys drafted off this team. Unfortunately, they lost to Oakland. You still had Shepard going number three. Dillingham ends up going initially. The Spurs gets traded to the Timberwolves, I guess. You're going to have him and Anthony Edwards together, which should be a really excited backcourt. But he wonders if some other guys outside of Edwards and Reeves might have been drafted, which honestly, Chuck, you think about it, the three guys that came over to Arkansas, that could be a blessing in disguise that they lost so early, because maybe Wagner, maybe Thiero, and I'm forgetting maybe Big Z, maybe they try their hand at the NBA off the bat if that team goes a lot farther, and there's a lot more, I guess, thought that those guys should be drafted a little higher from their background and stuff.
Well, I'm not sure about that. You know, I don't think they. I don't know. We'll never know because they didn't win. I have to say, I'm struck though. Number one this year, and I know the draft analysts say it was a weak draft, and I'm struck by how these franchises take chances on some of these young players. And look, I'm not picking on Reed Shepard or Rob Dillingham. They're great players. But I sure, when I saw him play, didn't think, man, he's going to be the third pick in the NBA draft, and Dillingham's going to be a top 10 pick. Boy, that was striking to me, because Rob Dillingham, to me, looks like he's about 13 years old. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're up close to him on the floor, it's incredible. So maybe I'm just getting older, and that's why they look so much younger. But it's striking to me how at 19 years old, these kids are thrust into the limelight, and they are kids, and they are thrown money. And it's an incredible thing to watch, because, look, their lives and their families' lives are transformed. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all. I think it's a great thing. But I'm just struck by how young these kids are now.
Yeah, I think the deal with Shepard, he has a 42-inch vertical leap, which is, I mean, that's...
I know why they want him. Mm-hmm. I'm saying top five pick.
I think, I mean, Kentucky Nation is shocked. I agree with you. And the thing about Dillingham is, and they talked about it, and McAfee kind of asked Cal about it, or one of McAfee's guys did, is like, if you're an exec and you saw a guy that couldn't defend a lick all season, I mean, that's Dillingham's issue. It's not the shooting. It's not the offense. He can't guard anyone. What makes you think he can guard better players at the next level?
Well, let me go back to the fact, Ty, that they're so young. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't give up on them. They're not the finished product. When someone says of an 18 or a 19-year-old, he can't guard anybody. First off, yes, he can. He just can't guard as well as maybe some of the elite guys out there. He can guard somebody. And what he's going to be like as a 23 or a 24-year-old in terms of guarding somebody is a whole lot different than what he is now. Mm-hmm. Guarding somebody is not what got him to Kentucky. Guarding somebody is not what made him a high school All-American. So, I think he'll be fine as an NBA player. It's just that there's going to be more development time required for him and for Shepard and for all these guys. I mean, look at the numbers of players that were taken from abroad. They may be more polished. I don't know. But it just seemed to me as though, watching parts of it last night, it was very much a developmental draft. Dalton Kinect may be able to help the Lakers to an extent, But of the guys that we've seen, and there were a lot of them we've not seen. I'm going to venture a lot of them we've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But of the guys we're familiar with, and I say this respectfully to Shepherd and Dillingham, I think Kinect's the one that's probably the most NBA ready. But those other two guys probably have more long-term upside.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I was surprised that he fell all the way to 17. And I bet Los Angeles was sitting there like, absolutely. So that is, a situation that he's in a good spot. Now, in terms of the draft overall, Chuck, I found it interesting. We mentioned the first two guys off the board, both from friends. Like last night, they make the first pick.
With the first pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Zachary Rizache from Lyon, France, and Francis J.L. Bourg-en-Bresse.
Yeah, you had his jersey already, Nicky.
No,
household name. Household name.
And that's one of the issues I brought up and I think is important. Listen, franchises want to win. And Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, like there have been some really good international players. But the issue I think that the NBA is facing is no one knows who these guys are. And it's easy for me to connect with Oklahoma City because of Jalen Williams and Isaiah Joe, even Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who I watched in college, Cason Wallace, because I'm familiar with, and Chet Holmgren. But when you draft, and again, you want to win. That's the main goal. It's just, it's kind of like the catch-22. Like, players just aren't, or fans just aren't familiar with these guys. And I, it's like nearly a third of the drafts last night, Chuck, was from foreign-born players, which I found kind of interesting.
Well, the NBA's been, it's been a league that's been, I won't say dominated by players from other countries, but they've certainly been, I mean, they've been MVPs. So,
yeah,
this is all the product, in my estimation, this is all the product of the Dream Team.
No question.
It's been 32 years ago now. Nobody knew who Luka Doncic was. Nobody knew who Nikola was, Joker. Nobody knew who he was. I'm still not sure what his name is. we didn't know these guys when they were drafted, and they've become stars, and that's how it works now in professional basketball. It's how it works in professional sports. The NFL is trying to grow its product.
Mm-hmm.
You think that 20, 30 years from now, if they're as successful as the NBA, and I don't really think they will be, but if they have even a measure of that success, you think we won't see foreign-born players in the National Football League? We already do to an extent, but we'll see byproducts of growing the game internationally. You see it in baseball. Quite honestly, I'm old enough to remember when the NBA was by far and away the least of the three major professional sports. It was Major League Baseball, the NFL, and the NBA, believe it or not, 50 years ago. The NFL was not at the top of the heap. But the NBA was a distant third. And with the exception of, Bird and Magic, when they were playing, and obviously Jordan when he came along, those were stars in our country.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the Dream Team that took the NBA and the Jordan brand and some of the other guys to places that perhaps the game was still very fledgling. And those players, I mean, they were inspired by that. And they play the game well. They are fundamentally sound in many respects, but they've also got a flair about them. And I think they've added a lot to the NBA game. And, Wemby had a certain amount of success with San Antonio this past year. And evidently go back to Tony Parker, the game's gotten pretty good in France, apparently.
Yeah, the French connection is strong there with getting the number two, both top picks this year, last year. That was a big start. And the Spurs really is an organization with Manu and Tony and what they've done from an international standpoint. Those are just probably the two most prevalent in this case, but definitely have stood amongst the NBA teams in that regard. Text here from Jeremy in Clarksville on the McCarty-Daniel Hotline. He Didn't think that anyone did better than the Portland Trailblazers, who took Donovan Clingan. They added more than 20 wins this last season. That was a team that was terrible offensively. He thought it was one of the best draft nights for a team in a decade. Now, that is the same team that passed on Michael Jordan, so the Portland Trailblazers, and they drafted Greg Oden over Kevin Durant, which is another misfire on their part. But evidently, Jeremy thinks they did a good job last night, Chuck.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I didn't keep up with the Blazers last night. Klingon's a good player. Or Klingman, he was very good, and he'll do well for them. But I got to be honest. I didn't really keep up with that part of it.
Well, I know you kept up with the New York Knicks, who made a blockbuster trade yesterday, and I found it funny. So there's two reactions. There's two reactions I want to play from Stephen A. Smith. Both are pretty entertaining. When this trade happened, he was very forthcoming. How happy he was about it.
Yes! Now, I know that y'all are sitting out there and y'all saying it's Mikal Bridges. He's a good player, but it ain't like you got KD or somebody. Bump all that, okay? Chemistry matters. Reliability matters. Consistency matters. Defense matters. The brother can shoot. The brother can play. I'm sorry. I like this move by the New York Knicks. He's young. He's energetic. He's seasoned. He defends. And he fits right into the culture of the New York Knicks. And that's all I ask.
Now, parallel that, Chuck, with what he said about the Villanova guys from back in the day.
Villanova doesn't have a real NBA prospect squad.
Mm-mm. He was talking about Mikal Bridges, Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart. Everyone's wrong once in a while. I get that. But it's just funny to listen to him, how excited he was yesterday. And then, I guess, 7 or 8 years ago, whatever it was, how he was like, there's no one really on this roster that's going to do anything. And now they're all Knicks, man. They're all in your squad, baby.
Well, you know, back in the day, you could say things, and there wasn't any kind of it wasn't always taped. Now you say stuff, and it lives forever. So, that's just sort of how it works. Hey, for those of you who are buying or selling a home, looking for a home, first time out maybe, or you've been transferred, or the kids have moved away, you're downsizing, or the family's grown and you got to move up a little bit. Whatever your situation, I'm gonna recommend Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, to you. I do it because of my experience, from the first time around right up to the point we are now. And the great thing about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, is we were able to establish a relationship the first time out, and it's gone on for what's turned into decades. And I know a lot of people have had this kind of relationship with them because they've been around for a long time. And when you build relationships, when you listen to people, when you find them their dream home, and I know that's a cliche, but it's real. When you can find that for someone, that's how you become a lifetime partner. And then it's going to come time to sell, may come time to move. And the great thing about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, is they can do it locally. They can help you wherever you're headed. And what you're going to find, I think, is what I found, what Ty found, what lots of people find, that you are dealing with real estate professionals, and they're going to get you from contract to close. Now, they're in Northwest Arkansas, Washington and Benton counties, Fort Smith, Branson. You're going to see their yellow signs all over town, and you can log on to WeickerGriffin.com.
Chuck, knock on wood, barring something crazy happen, we close on Tuesday. So,
well, good for you. Great.
I'm hoping that ends up knocking on wood, hoping that happens. All right, so we had a chance to listen to Dave Van Horn yesterday. He talked with the media for like 45 minutes, and I think I learned, not that I don't learn to listen to Cal or Pittman or anything, but I think I learned more about just the team and the organization, I say, than the other two, just from Dave. And one of the things he shared yesterday is just kind of about what's going on in recruiting. We're talking about the activity in the NBA last night leading up to the draft. There's been a lot of activity for Arkansas baseball. You got a commitment from Landon Bidlesheets, the Ohio State pitcher, Aiden Jimenez, the Oregon State pitcher, Rocco Pepe, one of the recent commitments. And now you're still wondering, hey, what about Texas A&M? What about Texas kids? What about those guys? What stood out to me from Dave yesterday is he said how much players are getting. getting now for this stage. I don't know if you got a chance to hear it, Chuck, but he was like, he's talking about $400,000, which is pretty wild.
You got to be able to hit it over their head. You got to hit some home runs. You got to have some power, but you need some athletes in there that can steal a bag and steal a bag when everybody knows you're going to steal. And we're working on that. Definitely something that we feel like we're addressing. And again, we got to get these kids to show up and, you know, we got to deal with, in some cases, the draft, because a couple of these kids are older. For the most part, you know, it looks like we're going to get these new guys and some of these young guys and a couple of JUCO guys. We want to bring in the player that it's not all about the money.
It is a delicate balance because we saw LSU a couple of years ago, probably spent a good chunk of money on Paul Skeens and ended up netting the national championship. Tennessee, we heard Tony Vitello's rant, but when he said that, Chuck, $200,000-$400,000, I was pretty taken aback by that.
Now, I didn't hear him say that. Was that in that sound?
Yeah, I clicked the wrong one. Let me click the right one.
Give me the context.
We're still pretty active, honestly, but okay. I can't put a number on it because there's getting ready to be a lot more movement. You're going to see some movement from a couple teams in Texas, and some of them might jump from one team to the other, or maybe this is their time to get out and do something else, and there'll be some big names, but you're talking a lot of money for some of these kids that are going to be, I mean, a lot. So I don't think people realize what's going on the NIL scene in college baseball when you're talking $250,000 to get a player.
That's a good chunk. That's my bad for clicking the wrong clip. But when I heard that yesterday, I just kind of sat there because that figure is tossed around pretty regularly. And honestly, it's low for football. I've heard the million or 2 million in basketball, but you heard it right there, and I don't think he's lying or over-exaggerating on that. That's what it takes to get some of these premier players that are in the portal, Chuck.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I thought it would have been more than that.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be very honest with you. I would have thought it would have been more, and I think in some instances it probably is. Look, it's there's a – and college baseball is going to have a reckoning on this.
Mm-hmm.
As these coaches begin to make more money, those players are going to be wanting more money too. And you look at, you know, particularly with this Schlossnagel move, I just think it's a free-for-all now. I think it's become what college basketball and college football are, because we've seen a coach make a move with only his personal interests involved. I mean, you know, this, and I'm not knocking the move. I'm just saying that, you know, this entire situation has been, you know, about that one guy. And those players, you know, but they're, you know, they're all leaving too.
Yeah.
And they're all going to get big money. And again, that's a figure that, I agree with Dave. I don't think most people are aware of how much money's being tossed around out there. Hey, those kids are living better than you do.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
The term raw dogging flights. You might be wondering what the heck I'm talking about. Chuck, it's the idea of no screens, like no cell phones, nothing, no books, no food or no drink, going on a flight and literally just sitting there, not talking to anyone, not doing anything. This is now a phenomenon that males across the United States and I guess the world are trying to do to see if they can make it, whether it's a 45-minute flight, hour and a half, 3 hours, whatever. They want to say that they raw dogged a flight. So our Morning Rush Daily question, could you survive a flight without your iPad, your iPhone, food, drink, a magazine, a book? My answer is no. I can't even go to the bathroom, Chuck, without my phone. Get it on Twitter. I know that's bad. It's not good for my brain and whatever, but I'm terrible at that. I'm looking at this. And it's like, there's no way. There's no way I could do this. Could you raw dog a flight, Chuck, when you go
this
long?
I hate that term. Just to be blunt, I hate that term, but I've been doing it for years, man.
Have you?
I've been doing it. Oh, absolutely. Look, Ty, when I first started flying, and I realized there's a vast discrepancy in our age or vast difference, but there was no you could smoke on a plane when I started flying. That's how long ago it was. There were no televisions or phones or anything. You either talked to the person next to you or you stared into space. Do you know how much, I mean, and you can't, but there will be a point in your life where the opportunity to stare off into space with nobody talking to you and nothing to do and no obligations, that sounds pretty good. Now, I realize at this point, and probably to the young person who wrote this story, that seems impossible. I think it sounds like the good life.
the good old days when you could smoke on a plane, you could have a cigarette.
Not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, not having a device in front of you is okay. You'll make it.
Michael in Cave Spring says he was deployed to Iraq twice. That's an 18-hour one-way trip on a plane. I had nothing to help me out.
I was going to say, I'll bet those guys didn't have movies and, you know, special meals and cocktails.
Terry in Decatur says it depends on the length of the flight. X and A to Dallas, yes. X and A to Los Angeles, probably not. Maybe I just needed to try.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. You know, I've flown with a team a time or two to Hawaii, and I can tell you that Dallas to Hawaii flight is that's a doozy. But no, going to Dallas or Atlanta, there's lots of times I don't watch a movie or anything.
Yeah, that is something that, again, it's a balance of the flight time, but props to some people that can do it. I can't. Maybe I should try it. I've got a Dallas to Santa Barbara flight coming up. Maybe I'll try it big time at some point. But that is your rhetoric.
Get you a middle seat. Don't take a device.
Yeah.
Find out what you're made of.
I got to see. Got to test my the good
That'll
old days.
Test your mental health.
Yes. That is your Red River Dodge Morning Rush Daily Question. Red River Dodge is in Heber Springs, Arkansas's number one Ram dealer. Log on at redriverdodge.com. Hey, real quick, before we chat with Tom, I don't know if you got a chance to see this yesterday, Chuck, but we had Brandon Rabar, who covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for the Daily Thunder, also appears on several radio stations across Oklahoma City and Tulsa. And I was just curious, Isaiah's yet to be picked up by the team option from OKC. Curious what Jalen looks like there. He was very adamant that both those guys are safe as Oklahoma City Thunder.
I think that Jay Will and Isaiah Joe are safe, first of all. Like I said, Isaiah Joe, I think he's invaluable to offense. For being, you know, the smallest guy on the team, what he does defensively has been really impressive, too. He plays really physically. But Jay Will, it's a funny thing to say, but truly his locker room presence and the chemistry he brings, I think, is invaluable to this team. So I think both guys are safe.
I was, again, in the midst of these Oklahoma City trade rumors and kind of what they're doing. I had no idea when they drafted their pick at 12 last night. I had no clue who he was, but obviously I'm partial to those two guys, and it sounds like they're both going to be Thunder players this next season.
Well, you have to understand the business of basketball. Just because somebody's not been offered doesn't mean that they won't be and that the deal's not already been worked out. And I'll give you an example. I'm a Knicks fan, and there's a player there named OG Anunoby that is a good player. And did you notice how that rolled off my tongue with ease right there?
He got paid.
OG Anunoby. But the point is, 2 days ago, there was a report that, oh, the Knicks have made him an offer and he doesn't like it. And then he opted out. You know, he opted out within 24 hours. And so from the outside looking in, it's like, in fact, I was from the outside looking in thinking, man, they got to get this done. And then I read a little bit about it and realized it was done, that this was essentially the shuffling of paperwork, you know, if you want to bring it down to, you know, most of our levels. And that's what is going on right now with those two. Their contracts may not be finalized and all the paper may not be shuffled yet, but they're going to play on that team. And you know, to the point about Jalen, he can be this generation's Joe Klein, Andrew Lang, lots of Razorback big men who fashioned very good NBA careers. They may not have been all-stars, but they were NBA champions in some cases. You know, Corliss came out with not obviously a lot more fanfare.
Yeah.
But, you know, there have been big men for Arkansas. Hastings was this way. That locker room presence, good franchise players. When you need to send somebody to a school, he's the one that goes.
Scott Hastings.
You know, those are important things. And that's how you keep your job.
Yeah, Scott Hastings is one of the best interviews I think we've had on this show. It was someone that I really enjoyed talking to that we had on a few months ago, I think after Denver won the championship last year. It's a good conversation, as well as what we're going to have with Tom Murphy right now.
Now, let's talk to Tom Murphy on the Morning Rush.
Tom, I want to shift back to baseball, if we could, because I listened to Dave yesterday and you asked him some good questions. I want to start with Kendall Diggs, and what I took is one of the biggest things out of yesterday to do is play with a torn labrum, like a good chunk of the season, and there's still a possibility he comes back. Now, what did you make of Dave's comments yesterday centering around Kendall?
Well, they are interesting, and I think you overtouted me, man. I do not know how excited I'm going to be. We're in midsummer, and I've got, like, taking time off on my mind, so I hope I can live up to any expectations. But, no, with Kendall, I think it was a matter of he probably was well aware. Here's the situation. Do you want to try to, you know, you can play through this. Will it get just, you know, markedly worse? No, not really. And he tried his hardest. He wanted to do it for the team and all. And then I think he also understood probably that, you know, if I don't perform well, then, you know, my draft value might not be what I want it to be. And so, I don't know. He wouldn't obviously have as much leverage coming out after one more year. But sometimes kids super enjoy the college experience and all the accoutrement that comes with it. In the age of NIL, there's a little bit more inducement to stay in school. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see how that plays out, where he gets drafted and if he gets drafted, and what kind of signing bonus he could have, and then weigh that against making another run, what the roster composition looks like. They like the addition. Dave couldn't talk about the additions, but they like the guys they've added from the junior college or from the transfer portal. They've got some hitters and, you know, base runners type guys and some pitchers already. And obviously their signing class is a good one too. So if they can hold it together, they've seemed pretty optimistic about being able to hold together a large percentage of the class and move forward with, you know, guys off the current roster.
And with Kendall, he mentioned Trevor Ezell and Matt Goodhart, some notable guys. I guess both, I know Matt was. I think Trevor was a lefty as well. So curious if that kind of background entices Kendall to come back for Arkansas baseball another season. Now, you're mentioning the recruiting trail, not just the JUCO guys, but you get the Bottlesheese kid from Ohio State. You get Aiden Jimenez from Oregon State. And then also Rocco Pepe from, I think it was Long Beach and Fresno State, if I remember that right. They've hit on some big guys. Plus, you got these Texas A&M kids that have just hit the portal, like Laviolette and Grahovic. They've said, sounds like they're still going to be active. Could they be active and maybe go pluck one of these Aggies, Tom?
I don't know what, you know, if there's any type of relation there or, you know, what. It was interesting to hear those names hit the portal. That's for sure. Now these guys are committed. The transfer portal guys are committed, but until they sign, I mean, they could get drafted at a certain and have a certain signing bonus offered to them, and they take it. They had someone do that last year, the pitcher, and I can't think of his name, but they had a pitcher that they had committed, and he was ended up drafted, I don't know, 9th, 10th round, and he went ahead and signed. So then it's not definite on some of those guys, and that's what makes. You can tell Dave is clearly frustrated about the timing of the MLB draft, which he mentioned yesterday, which should have been now.
Yeah.
But they moved it into July, MLB did, to have it correspond with the All-Star game. And it really puts college baseball coaches in a tough position because you're trying to be true to what you tell guys from your current roster who are interested in possibly coming back versus your signees, versus your transfer portal and your JUCO guys. It's a really, really tough balance for those coaches.
I did notice that he did mention that in his press conference yesterday, amongst other things. Now, Tom, you mentioned getting some time off. Where are you planning on going now that baseball has come to a close and you've got some flexibility till fall camp?
Right. Well, it's tough for us to schedule anything before the end of the baseball season because you don't know if the Razorbacks will be in Omaha or not. And, you know, in recent years, they've been to Omaha a lot. So I've made a couple of weekend trips to Kansas City. I like going there. There's a lot of stores and shops and restaurants I really like. But I haven't planned anything, you know, a week long or longer than a week. And as you guys know, I'm a state capitol goof, geek. And I made a quick run last year. I went to Des Moines, Iowa to the capitol.
Yep.
Got a speeding ticket there, which I really appreciate. And I wrote the state of Iowa how much I'd. It was one of those not a police stop, but a radar that they just time you and take your picture. Didn't like that. And then I went up to Madison, Wisconsin, and then Springfield, Illinois, made that little loop. And it was the day I came back from that the Ryan Mallett situation broke, which was really sad. But anyway, nah, I might make a state capitol run. I haven't been to inside the capitals in Indianapolis and Columbus, Ohio, and some of those Midwestern-type cities.
Yeah, there's Indianapolis is one of my favorite towns that I've ever been to. Hopefully Arkansas plays in some NCAA tournament game there down the road at some point. And while Cal wasn't talking NCAA tournament yesterday on Pat McAfee, Tom, one of the things that he mentioned a variety of things, talked with Mac for about 30 minutes. One of the things he brought up, kind of out of the blue, he's asked about it, was his relationship with Hunter Yurecek. And he mentioned, Tom, that Hunter calls him like 4 times a week. I've noticed Dave say things about Hunter before that I didn't maybe hear in the previous administration. What have you thought on Hunter's focus? Like, football butters the bread. It makes the money for the athletics department, but it seems like that he's in pretty good lockstep with his baseball coach and his new basketball coach right now.
Well, that is a strong strength of Hunter Yurecek's is the binding together of the coaches, you know, that coach's thread from a few years ago. It was during COVID where we did some out-of-the-box type stories, and we had coaches on Zooms, you know, just kind of here and there, and, you know, talking to Courtney Dyfel and some of the other coaches about when they win big games or tournament games and stuff, the whole coaching thread would respond. And it's a pretty neat camaraderie to have. And I don't think it's very common among major college staff. So yeah. That's a feather in his cap. You know, Hunter put his neck out there a little bit with the Sam Pittman at the end of the year. It felt like there was a lot of movement or chatter, about making a move at the top of football. And Hunter, basically said, I'm not going to cut a coach's legs out this short into his tenure. You know, you cannot get into a cycle of replacing a coach every 3 or 4 years. So this is a very big crucible year. You know, sometimes a lot of people will tie a football coach, hire to the AD. That happens a lot. And so this is going to be a very, very interesting year for UA athletics, particularly football.
Talking with Tom Murphy here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Thomas with Whole Hog Sports and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Tom, Sam Pittman is going to be front and center coming up in, 3 weeks from now at SEC Media Days. What do you think he's ready to present to Arkansas fans about this upcoming season that we're, 63 days out from? What do you think his big talking points are?
Yeah, if you look at the big picture, it's we should have a more explosive offense. We have Bobby Petrino back. That's big news. Sam had the coaching acumen and the personal strength of their own character and their personality that they can handle hiring back a very popular coach who's been head coach here. And so he's dealt with that. And then, we got a lot of new skill players. We've got more attention going to be played on our offensive line. I keep looking at this over and over, and I think, yeah, they should be a little better offensively. The run game should be more explosive. Obviously, we think the passing game will be more explosive. And if Travis Williams and the defense can cook up the kind of numbers that they did last year, then Arkansas should be competitive. I mean, it was a down year, but think of all the close games they lost. So if they can reverse the results in some of those, maybe they could surprise. And so, I think it's about having a better culture in your locker room, and he'll probably talk about that they're more of a team. That's a big deal for him. And I think the culture of the team got away from them a little bit last season.
Tom, before we let you go, I think I need to get your thoughts on Jim Schlossnagel's move in the last few days. He had a press conference yesterday. One of your buddies, Olin Buchanan, I thought asked him one of the most straightforward questions. It was like, so what do you say to Aggie fans that supported you through all this? And here's his response. What have you thought about not just his comments on Monday night, but also what's transpired since then, including his comments after the fact?
Right. Well, I think he probably was very well aware of the criticism he took for how he answered on game night, because no matter how you want to say, well, we just played a championship game, our kids are devastated, da 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 da. The truth is, the rumors were out there, and you have to be ready to answer them, in a particular manner. And he didn't answer it very well. So I thought the only clip I watched yesterday was his response to Owen's question, which was well worded. An appropriate question, and he handled it so much better. His friend is Chris Del Conte, obviously. I thought Texas did A&M wrong with the timing of what they did on Monday, but that's kind of a Texas thing. And so, I don't know. If they win, he'll be fine with Texas fans, but when they go to A&M the first time, that's going to be madcap, right?
Oh, it's going to be nuts. And even this upcoming football game was already going to be rocking in College Station. And then the 12th man that just got rated the number one stadium in college football, according to EA Sports, is going to be it's going to be nuts. Tom, we'll leave it there, man. We appreciate your stuff this morning, and we will chat next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
So I mentioned Tuesday there. We're going to be at the Social Birdie on Tuesday in Branson, Missouri. New pickleball, golf, food. It's this awesome new place. So if you haven't heard of it, and if you're listening, and Branson's a great place, right? It's a great family place that you can hang out and do a lot of stuff across the city. But look no further than the Social Birdie, 1250 Branson Hills Parkway in Branson. Again, pickleball, golf, food, and more. Tommy and I are going to be doing the live show there on Tuesday. Their grand opening is June the 3rd. Go to thesocialbirdie.com and their Facebook for more information. So I want to go back to something Tom said there with Schlossnagel. He gets asked about, hey, what do you think about your comments toward that the reporter? Here's was his apology.
When the game ended, I want to publicly apologize to Richard Zane from Texags. He's a young reporter. He asked the question. That was an obvious question. I wish I could have answered that better. But in the moment, 30 minutes after the last pitch, all I could think about was our players. And I really wasn't in the mood to talk about myself or the future. So I apologize for that to Richard.
But if you were really thinking about the players there, you would have stayed. I'm sorry. And maybe this Texas job is sorry, but you got to a national championship game 3. Is the Texas job really that much better than what was happening at College Station? By the way, he had a lot of success in Fort Worth, too. So it's kind of jumping around a bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm making too much out of that, Chuck, but I just...
Well, it's the timing. It's the timing. It's not that he went to Texas. Because, look, anybody can leave whenever they want now. Mm-hmm. Players, coaches, anybody. And that's just how it works. I mean, he was under contract at Texas A&M. It's not like, you know, it's not like he was just on a month-to-month deal with him. He was under contract, and Texas is having to buy that deal out for over $2.5 million. Things like that don't matter anymore. And I hate to say that, but let's just be honest. They don't. Guys can move around whenever they want. More power to them. We can, too. But it's the timing. It's the fact that Texas, I'm sure that the people close to the programs in both places knew what was going to happen. Agents talk. I'm sure coaches knew. My guess would be Tony knew after the ball game what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Agents talk. And it's the timing. If they'd waited 2 or 3 days, it still would have hurt. Still would have been big news. But might have been a little bit better. I don't know. It's easy from the outside looking in to say shoulda, coulda, woulda, but Texas knew what they were doing. I do know that.
Yeah, I want to talk more about what they've added to the league because they have added something. You may hate their guts, and rightfully so in some cases, but they have. I saw, I don't know how accurate this is, Chuck, but a former Aggie by the name of J.B. Moss was saying more will come out. But recruiting kids from burner phones while playing in the national championship game is all-time greasy. I don't know that to be fact. Maybe that's just a former player that's ticked off.
I remember J.B. Moss.
Do you?
I remember J.B. Moss.
But, yeah, that is. I thought that was an interesting social media post that he put out yesterday.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
On to your hog update. John Calipari was on Pat McAfee yesterday, about 30 minutes. Really good interview. Tyrese Haliburton was there with him, so it was a cool dynamic. I want you to listen to this stat. This is pretty wild on some of the draft percentages and money that Cal's players have made over the years.
70% of the players that we've recruited in the last 15 years have been drafted.
Damn.
73% of those 70%, Tyrese, have gotten to second contracts.
Jeez.
I believe we have 30% of the max contracts are my guys. 30%. Our kids have earned over $5 billion without endorsements, just NBA contracts. And the great thing about NBA contracts, Tyrese will tell you, they're all guaranteed. Yeah, the minute you signed it, that's what you're getting.
Chuck, that's insane that it's that high. And again, Tyrese Haliburton is a max player for the Indiana Pacers with McAfee, who has a huge Indiana following. Just remarkable. And he's got those at the ready anytime a recruit walks into his home.
Well, John Calipari is one of those coaches who not only knows the game but understands business. And it served him very well. And when you can go into a kid's home and tell him my players have made an aggregate $5 billion, that gets everybody's attention. The thing that he pointed, the key stat there was the number of players who've gotten second contracts. Those are the guys that are rich.
73% of his 70 players drafted, which is remarkable. So, yeah, there's no question about it. And, I mean, Oklahoma State, my favorite team, their best player. It's a Kentucky guy. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, like with Isaiah and Jalen, one of their bright young players. Cason Wallace, Cal player. So, it's not few and far between when it comes to Kentucky guys. I think there's 20 something of them that are on NBA rosters right now, and just kind of typical, Chuck.
All right, I got a question for you, Thunder fan. Right. How long before SGA's wearing the purple and gold?
Oh, don't start.
How long before SGA's a Laker? You know it's gonna happen.
He was a Clipper already. He likes the small town. What I think is a better question you have to ask yourself is, you know,
he's the next Jordan. He's the next Michael Jordan.
That'd be nice.
He's that good.
That'd be nice. I think what you have to ask yourself as an Oklahoma City fan, like LeBron fans asked themselves back in the day, could there be a reunion with Kevin Durant? Could Kevin come back home and win one for his true love, the Oklahoma City Thunder? I would.
Kevin Durant was the player that Kevin Durant was when he played for the Thunder before, yeah, that'd be great.
He doesn't have to be, though. Shai's there. Jalen's there. Isaiah's there. He can ride coach or ride.
Look, when Kevin Durant played at Bud Walton Arena, I thought to myself, he may be the best player that's ever touched the floor here. But I'm going to tell you, during the latter stages of his career, I don't know that, you know, I know he won a ring. He got a ring when he was with Golden State. That's a better way to put it. He got a ring. But I don't think he's the missing piece.
Well, if they want to do it young, I just that's a probably a dream on my part.
You're gonna bring the OG back.
The OG,
bring the OG back.
If that would be pretty cool if it ended up happening on that part. Sounds like listening to Dave yesterday. There's a possibility of Kendall coming back, and I asked Tom about that. I'm just gonna play. It's probably important to just play this clip real quick. Here is Dave Van Horn talking about Kendall Diggs and the possibility of him coming back to campus.
And I was wondering if someone was going to ask me about Kendall. So, you know, you look at Kendall's year, the first 14 games of the year, 15 games of the year, he's hitting like upper 300s, 380, 370. When he slid headfirst on a wet field or an overwatered field, whatever you want to call it, it was early in the game and he kind of stuck and he hurt that shoulder. We all kind of groaned in the dugout. We didn't know at the time. And then he shook it off. Well, it's a complete tear in his labrum. And I think it's like front and back. So he is right now in the process of getting lined up to have surgery to get that fixed. So, yeah, he could still sign. He could still be drafted. And I think somebody might draft him. I mean, we'd love to have him back. He'll miss all fall. And it's his non-throwing shoulder. It's his.
So credit, he goes on for a little bit more. First off, credit Kendall for playing through that. I think we're kind of under the impression he wasn't fully healthy. We just got the tell from Dave. Second, that I think that's something intriguing, like the pot, like a good heart or Ezel situation. I don't know if it's going to play out that way, Chuck, but I am curious what Kendall decides to do with his future.
Yeah, that's a big decision for him. And that junior year for a player that's going to be drafted is such a difficult time for a lot of reasons. I mean, a lot of reasons. You got a lot of people in your ear. And then you get hurt. And you know that you have the type injury that could affect your draft status. So you just go play. You're going to play through it. You're not going to talk about it. Your numbers are going to dip. People are going to ask what's wrong. You're not going to say anything about it because you don't want that to be the cloud that hangs over you and affects your draft status.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss the whole year. You don't want to go ahead and have surgery. There's just a lot of things to consider in that draft year. We'll never know. But if something like this happens his freshman year, do you just, do you say, hey, we're going to shut him down? We're going to get this thing fixed. We got two more years with him. We want to make sure that we get the very best he's got. Timing's important in all this is what I'm trying to say. And yes, he gutted it out. And there's so many, again, angles to come at this from because of that draft year. But now that the word's out, you know, now that, you know, they know that surgery's coming, it does change things in terms of his draft status. I don't think it's, you know, I think it's noteworthy perhaps that it was his college coach that announced this. I think that's an indicator that, you know, they know that they've tried to help along the way to, you know, make sure his draft status stayed as high as it could.
Yeah.
But they kind of know now what the situation is, and they sure would like to have him back.
We'll see what he does. That's your Hog Update, and it's brought to you by our friends at Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Chuck, can you believe we're basically 2 months out, a little more from football season? It's one of the questions I asked Tom about. We're three weeks from media days,
man.
Favorite time of the year. Cannot wait. But that's legitimately one of my favorite weeks.
Gathered by the high-pitched squeal. Yeah, you really liked it there.
It comes out from time to time. But
can you do that again?
It's a one-time thing. It's a one-time thing.
Somebody get that. Ruskin and Zach, one of those guys get that for a drop.
It'll probably be, they've got a guy that stays, some guy in Harrison, I think, Hacker in Harrison, just pulls clips from our show and sends them to him. So that will probably air at some point from 2 to 7 this afternoon.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
Just got a text here on the McLarty Daniel hotline from Eric, who's listening in Memphis this morning. Was this the worst NBA draft class of all time? No, I don't think so. But
Time will tell.
You could be right on that. But you didn't know any of the players, right? I turned it off. I really did. The interesting thing to me was not what happened during the draft last night, outside of Calipari being on the screen and seeing where Reed Sheppard and Rob Dillingham went. The interesting thing to me was more of what Cal had to say on Pat McAfee yesterday, like what he just said about winning and how sometimes it attributes to getting guys drafted, more guys drafted, I should say. So we'll talk about some of the things he had to say. For him, on a night like last night, it is graduation night for his players. I know that's something that he touched on that he enjoyed. And it's just like, hey, everyone remembers graduation.
I kind of get inspired. Like, I'll be at the draft tonight, and it's graduation night. And I'm going to go watch the students walk across that stage. And I've done it since, you know, when I get a hug, that's part of the deal. You're coming with me. But when you get up on that stage, I better get a hug somewhere. But look, I've had a ball doing it. I wasn't ready to stop.
Chuck, would you go seersucker? Would you go all out if you were getting drafted?
I would probably go all out if I was one of those guys. I just, I love the Cal show. That's the thing that I like. He is a great showman, and I mean that in the most complimentary way. He is comfortable in any setting. cameras, microphones, massive media gatherings, or just one-on-one. Pick your situation. He's got the cadence of a preacher. He's got the vocabulary of an English teacher. And he can let it rip, man. I mean, he can let it rip.
He shared something interesting yesterday that I want to get into coming up. We've got plenty of Cal to talk about, some more from Dave Van Horn. And we might jump into Clay's column as well on the late Hammering Hank that we touched on a little bit yesterday. Before we do all that, I want to tell you about our friends at Uncorked. There's nothing like it in the River Valley. They've got all these different selections, great entrees, great wine, beer, craft cocktail selections. Like the chef special this weekend, it's the grilled Mahi Mahi. They've got live music consistently. Scott and Chef Jazz and their team do a great job making sure that you have a great time. It's a great weekend date spot, great place to watch the game. They've got big TVs, and they have it all for you at Uncorked. Stop by and see them again in Fort Smith. That is Uncorked, located at 5501 Phoenix Avenue.
This hour of Chuck Barrett on the Morning Rush is presented by Mach 1 Financial. Mach 1 Financial Group, LLC is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Bentonville, Arkansas. For full disclosures, visit MachOneFinancial.com/disclosures.
Chuck, something else I want to talk with you about later on is also the Al Michaels AI that NBC is using that he was like blown away by, which I thought was interesting. But anytime Cal talks, Arkansas fans listen, and rightfully so. And he chatted yesterday with about 30 minutes with Pat McAfee. I have not heard him say this before prior to yesterday, but he's always been a guy that I've listened to that says, hey, you need to go to the NBA. You need to go to the draft. You need to take care of your family, do this, do whatever. But he kind of countered that a little bit yesterday. Take a listen.
How they do this, some kids leave early. Are you ready for this statement? Earlier than I think they should. You don't need to leave early now. You're getting paid. Stay and make sure you're ready to go in that league like our guys. In the past, if a kid had to go, I got a child, you know, I want to do this, I'm betting, I'm fine with it. And even up to this point, I haven't argued with an agent or a family that they want them to leave. PJ, Emmanuel Quickly, they stayed. Look what happened for them. Willie Cauley-Stein stayed, ends up being the seventh pick of the draft. It's just a different day and age. And my teams, we have to get older. We were too young last year. I had seven freshmen. Everybody else has old teams. So hopefully I've learned we're going to have a little bit of more experienced players, yet I still want to have the best freshmen in the country.
Now, I want to be clear. He's not saying guys should stay 5 or 6 years. I think he wants to cycle that out based on his comments last week. But for guys that are maybe that could be lottery picks down the road, Chuck, or could be higher draft picks, now that money is financially available for them in college, you're going to see more like that and happen. And it goes back to, I think Matt Jones and you guys had this discussion during football season that the college product is better in a lot of cases because guys are sticking around a little more. And you'll hopefully see that, particularly in Arkansas's basketball program.
Well, we'll just, you know, I think it's going to be a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. I don't think, for example, you know, more NIL money or greater revenue sharing would have kept Reed Shepherd at Kentucky or
Correct.
Kept Rob Dillingham at Kentucky. I think there's a time to go. Now, I do think that there are players, and evidently the kid from Florida Atlantic, John L. Davis, you know, there was some question about whether or not he might go pro. My guess would be, minus NIL, if that was taken out of the equation, a player like that, and I'm just pulling his name because it's right here in front of us.
Yeah.
He's not the only one. A player like that might be apt to go pro. But, you know, we still see in the draft, and we saw it again last night, these teams will draft kids at a very young age. I mean, like, you know, 18, 19 years old. They could do it younger. They would. And so there's still going to be, and I think Calipari's right when he talks about this, the idea that, you know, Cal said, well, I'm not going to do it with all freshmen. And the narrative became, well, he's not going to sign any more freshmen.
Yeah.
And he said, no. He said, he's not going to sign as many. You're still going to have them. And I think on the draft or around the draft, that's the time when he reminds people that, you know, this is still what I do. That just because I'm bringing in a guy like, you know, the kid from Florida Atlantic or some of these others doesn't mean that I'm going to stop signing freshmen. It doesn't mean that we're still not going to have the goal of, as he puts it, changing families' lives. I mean, that's still – he said it that night. He said it ad nauseum at Kentucky, mm-hmm. that he's going to be players first. So I think it's a reminder, or I would wonder if it's a reminder to people that, you know, this is still who I am. We're going to change things to an extent, but this is still going to be a big, big part of what we do.
Yeah, and I'm watching last night, Chuck, and again, I'm watching it with the sole purpose of, I say sole, two things I'm watching for. Who Oklahoma City Thunder is going to draft, and I got to be honest, when they did.
With the 12th pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Oklahoma City Thunder select Nikola Topic.
I had no clue who that was. No idea. And again, that's, it's not, if he turns out being a great player that helps net an NBA Finals win, then I'm ecstatic, but no clue he was. And the second, again, with what Cal was on full display tonight, last night, I don't know what the numbers are going to end up be, but I have to think that, like, with so many players that were drafted last night that you didn't know about, and I know that the NBA is shifting more towards European players and international players, but I just don't think that's going to necessarily translate to people watching events like this last night, and they're questioning again what their teams look like this next season.
Oh, I just think it was a year where there weren't a lot of the glamour names. It's cyclical, year to year. There may be hotter names next season. I don't really know what the draft board's going to look like next year. I didn't know what it looked like going into last night, yeah, to be perfectly honest with you. But I just think that's a year-to-year deal. Look, the NBA's doing fine. I mean, you know, the key thing, and all these cuts you played about Cal a minute ago, the key thing in all this is that NBA money's guaranteed.
Yep.
It's guaranteed. If you sign for $100 million, you're getting $100 million. And it's a different subject. But when people talk about load management and players taking nights off and things like that, the contracts are so big now in the NBA that this load management stuff is about extending careers another 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Because if you're making $30 million a year, playing an extra 2 seasons, I mean, do the math. And this is, I don't know how fast they burn through it. It sounds like a lot of them go through it in a hurry. But it's generational wealth. It's not just getting rich. It's generational wealth. And it's just incredible, the money that the NBA has made. And regardless of whether or not they may have had a down year in the draft, the NBA is making more money in the next 60 seconds tie than you and I will make in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So combined and with multipliers involved. So they know what they're doing.
Chuck, is Tommy on load management this week from radio?
I don't know if he's on load management or not. But, no, I think Tommy's trying to get to the finish line. I don't think he's trying to extend his career.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to get to that number so he can get out.
All right, let's talk to Ryan in Hot Springs on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. He has a thought for us on this Too Stupid Thursday. What's up, Ryan?
Have you been keeping up with anything going on with the Tennessee Titans? And I guess it's kind of both the city and the college of Houston. Have you kept up with any of that?
Like the...
With the jerseys and the copyright stuff?
Yeah, man, I haven't heard anything since that last update about a month or so ago. I'd seen it on TikTok and whatever. One of the helmet guys. Y'all follow him at all? He keeps up with all that kind of stuff. But anyway, with all the uniforms and stuff. But anyway, they had done a deal, and basically Tennessee was trying to do a cease and desist, whatever, on them. And it's looking like the city's probably going to be able to win that case because they've got a history of being able to prove their city colors. I was just wondering if y'all had heard about that, and I just thought that this situation was kind of dumb. I don't understand the Tennessee's urge to keep that away from Houston.
Well, a little bit of background for those who don't know. If you're old enough to remember the Houston Oilers, you know they wore the baby blue uniforms, and Dan Pastorini was the quarterback, and they had the helmets, and it was a great-looking uni, just to be honest. Iconic in many respects. It seems certainly in the city of Houston. So they moved to Tennessee, obviously changed the uniform, all that stuff. Well, the University of Houston, on certain games, will wear jerseys that are almost identical to the ones the Oilers wore back in the day. And the Oilers franchise, or the Titans franchise now, has sent a cease and desist order to the University of Houston. And, I don't know exactly what the University of Houston has said, but it's the equivalent of, okay, whatever. And they've just kind of kept doing it. And so they're in a squabble over it. And for those people who are into uniforms, this is, this is a big case.
Evidently, Ryan.
So I guess we'll see what happens. It is a great-looking uniform, and the Titans are being petty, because if it meant that much to them, they'd still be wearing
them. They wear them. Yeah, that's just – come on. I think it's Amy Adams Strunk is their own. Come on, A.D. Adams. It's not that big a deal. Hey, by the way, speaking of the Titans, Chuck, have you seen the renderings for their new stadium? My goodness. And, like, the Bills Stadium, obviously Jerry got it going with AT&T Stadium, and since then there's been the Los Angeles one. If you got a few others here and there. I mean, have you seen what that's going to look like?
I've not seen it, but I'm sure it's spectacular.
It's unbelievable. It's going to house future Final Four and whatnot. I mean, Nashville's already a great spot for the SEC tournament, and it will be for other big-time events like the Super Bowl and the Final Four and whatnot. Big-time event coming up next month in the Olympics. The United States competing in events like they usually do. Chuck, I don't know if you've seen this. AI is the newest thing right now, and technology. And honestly, it scares the crap out of me, because the fact that someone could recreate my voice and just voice it on air acting like as I said, it just terrifies me. Al Michaels is going to be a part of custom recaps on your NBC app during the Olympics. Listen, this is not Al speaking. Listen to this AI regenerated voice of Al Michaels, just an example.
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100 meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final.
Chuck, that's all AI. That's not him. It's not like Herbie and Fowler that spent hours upon hours voicing for NCAA. Apparently they've come up with the technology that, like, if you click on a certain sport or recap, Al will be talking to you about it. Again, that it scares the crap out of me, but it's stupid how far technology has come where this is even conceivable right now.
Well, I don't know that stupid's the right word, but scary sure is.
Yeah.
They've done some things that I don't know that any of us ever imagined. When you said going in, that this is a creation, I could tell the difference. But if you'd not said it, I'm not sure I would have known. And that's the point. I mean, that's the point. If, I hear an AI-generated recording's not the right word, but if I hear your voice AI generated and I know in advance that it's not really you, I'm going to notice. I'm going to be listening for that. But the point of all this is, and the way you fool people is, you get them into a setting where they don't know that it's artificially generated. And it sounds enough like the guy that you could certainly, that could have passed for Al Michaels. I listen to and have because it's my business. I mean, I've listened to these guys my entire life. So I would have been fooled. Again, going in after you said it, I could tell the difference. But they certainly are, Scary is the right word. I will put it, I'll certainly give you that. Hey, before we go on, let me remind you the Market Moment podcast coming up. John and Eli this week talk about the hot topics of the financial world. Inflation seems to be right at the top of the list. They're also going to discuss trending tweets from the financial world, like how historical data is useful, but in the end, it's still impossible to predict the market. You can check out the latest episode of the Market Moment podcast by heading to market-moment.com. And we'll remind you that Mach 1 Financial Group is an SEC-registered advisor. They're located in Rogers, and for full disclosures, you can visit Mach1Financial.com/disclosures.
We don't talk much UCA Bears on this program or Lake City, Arkansas, but I want to congratulate Gavin Stone, who threw a complete game yesterday for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hadn't been done by a rookie since 2013, Chuck. I know I wouldn't put you necessarily in the biggest Dodgers camp by any stretch of the imagination, but anytime you have someone do this.
Bouncing ball towards the middle. Lux is there. Long throw and a complete game.
Got to give him credit. And so congrats to Gavin, former Bear, and I guess a Lake City kid as well.
Yeah, that's hey, complete games are novel right there, that's for sure.
Take that anytime you can. So,
yeah.
Again, haven't mentioned that this morning. Couldn't put in the Hog update because he's not a Razorback, but did want to make sure
That's great.
His just due. Chuck, I saw your Cardinals won again yesterday, game two in the Braves.
Split a doubleheader.
Yeah.
Split a day-night doubleheader.
Mm-hmm. So we got a chance to chat with Jonathan Papelbon a little bit about that last week. They're right, and I know that the Brewers just traded for Arkansas Razorback, former Hog, Dallas Keuchel. They're right up there with the Brewers right now.
Well, the Brewers are still better. I mean, the Cardinals are they're behind Milwaukee, and I don't suspect they're going to win the division, but they could. You know, they might squeeze into the playoffs. They're not a World Series contender, but. They're playing pretty well. I mean, particularly when you consider the way they started. They were just brutal at the beginning. It was like it was going to be a repeat of last year. And again, I still don't think they're a World Series contender, but it's nice to see them win some games.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll get into the playoffs. You never know. Sometimes the Cardinals are one of those franchises that sometimes they head in the playoffs not as the highest thought of team, and then they.
Yeah, but see, that's what they want you to think. Back in the day, it wasn't like that. The Cardinals were the team to beat. Either the Cardinals, the Dodgers, or the Giants were always the team to beat. The Braves, you could throw them in there too. You don't put the Cardinals in that group anymore.
Yeah, definitely changed over the last handful of years. All right, we got more baseball to discuss, but this time we're going to stay in Fayetteville with what Dave Van Horn had to say yesterday with the media for about 45 minutes. He gave his thoughts on what Tony Vitello, how he complimented him. We'll share that coming up in just a bit.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.